Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Robert Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R. Robert Tanner is a 36-year-old male who reports he injured his left arm at work on 10-17-22. Appeared on that occasion he was wearing his gear and doing physical fitness testing that involved pull-ups. Appeared this is required 2 times a year for members of the SWAT team such as himself. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he did have further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a tear of the distal biceps tendon. Appeared this was repaired surgically in November 2022. Appeared he completed his course of active treatment in February 2023. Appeared in the paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Tanner alleges during SWAT training doing pull-ups in full gear he injured his left arm and left shoulder. Appeared medical records show he was seen at urgent care on 10-17-22. Giving that same history, period, he also related he felt a popping sensation in the left biceps insertion with subsequent pain and tightness. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with a strain of the fascia and tendon of the left biceps. Period. He was advised to avoid using the left arm and placed it in a sling. Period. He also was referred for an MRI. Period. However, on 10-27-22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. He recommended x-rays of the elbow as well as an MRI of the elbow due to a strain of the biceps. But he also recommended use of meloxicam. Period. A paragraph on 11-1-22. He had x-rays of the left elbow that show no radiographic abnormalities. Period on 11-2-22, he had an MRI on the left arm showing a ruptured biceps tendon. Period, Dr. McAlpin reviewed these results with him afterwards. Period on 11-21-22, Dr. McAlpin performed left distal biceps repair with endo button from Arthrex due to the postoperative diagnosis of left arm pain with distal biceps rupture. Period. He participated in rehabilitation postoperatively, period, as of 1-5-23. He told Dr. McAlpin his elbow was feeling good, period, he was going to remain out of work as a police officer with increasing resistive exercises to begin at 8 weeks postoperatively, period. He did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 2-10-23. This determined he performed it with maximum effort. He was deemed capable of working in the capable of his sole job duties as a police officer, demonstrating the ability for heavy physical demand category work. Period. Physical exam. The extremities upper. There was healed surgical scarring, but the left distal biceps near the antecubital fossa. Period. He had no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Andrew's elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal. Impressions on 10-17-22, Robert Tanner injured his left arm while doing pull-ups during physical training testing, period. He was seen the same day at urgent care and initiated on conservative therapeutic measures, period. He then came under the auspicious care of Dr. McAlpin, who had him undergo x-rays of the left elbow that were negative. Paired MRI of the left elbow found a distal biceps tendon rupture. Paired surgery was then done on 11/21/22 to be inserted here. Paired he followed up postoperatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Paired Mr. Tanner had an FCE on 2/10/23 that determined he was capable of the full duty job requirements of a police officer. Paired in paragraph the current examination, found there to be full range of motion of the left upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbow, and wrist. Paired there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired he had no tenderness or palpation. Paired there was healed surgical scarring consistent with his procedure. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Paired in paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm, period, end.